Sadie's after hitting a hole-in-one at a charity golf tournament. Instead, she was denied the prize and filed a lawsuit in response. Chen is suing several groups involved in organizing, advertising, and sponsoring the tournament for a breach of contract after the prize for hitting a hole-in-one was withheld from her. But the defendants have argued that Chen, a former professional golfer, wasn't eligible to win the car since the tournament's rules that she signed stated that only amateurs were qualified for the event. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Freshness made easy with Slippery Small Spaces.
Want continuous freshness that fights odors with no batteries and no outlets? Try Febreze Small Spaces. Ah, but what's a small space? To answer that, we brought in our lawyer.
Small spaces include, but are not limited to, bathrooms, closets, laundry room, kid room, pet corners, main cave, she sheds, most nooks, and all crannies.
There you go. Febreze Small Spaces is the world's most convenient. Febreze Small Spaces is super convenient and never stops freshening for 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
Be happy, Febreze, la 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 la.
Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot. I do. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on.
What's cooking at your house today? Don Clement and Patty Burneman want you to chew on this. Share your recipes and cooking secrets, your favorite kitchen tool, and what are you asked to bring to potlucks? What's your specialty? Home cooks only on Chew On This.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you everything.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Chew On, another edition of Chew On This. I'm Patty B. We have Don Clement.
And we're back.
We're back. And we're going to talk today. Our special guest is Liz Williams, who is the director of the Southern Food and Beverage Museum, but who also wrote a really cool book called Nana's Creole Italian Table. And it's recipes and stories. It's not just recipes.
No, it's a beautiful
recipes
book.
And stories from Sicilian New Orleans. So,
even though you said the name wrong, it's still a beautiful book.
What did I say?
It's Nana. It's not Nana. What did you say?
Didn't I say Nana?
No,
I said Nana.
Yeah, Nana.
I'm from the Ninth Ward.
See, Nana Dolan would have two N's right here if it was Nana Dolan. So it's Nana.
I'm from the Ninth Ward. That's
well, and it's, you know, it's like across the lake, you know, it's Nona's Rendazzo.
Nona's.
We have all that stuff going on. But it really is a beautiful book. So I am looking forward to speaking to her. So for some reason, Patty, today, and I don't know why I was thinking about this, because all of a sudden I'm hungry and I really shouldn't be hungry. We were just talking off the air about food that's just good.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't have to be this gourmet level food. It just has to be good.
Right.
And we were talking about my grandmother, my great grandmother, and I cannot help but think of baked macaroni.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was like at every family dinner, right? Was it the same for you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And
almost every Sunday.
Yeah, almost every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And so both sides of the family made it totally different. So my mother's mother would do it with sharp grated cheddar cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Newsflash to everyone out there, cheddar cheese really does not melt well.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, newsflash. Did I like it? Yes, I liked it because that's kind of what we grew up eating.
Yeah.
But my father's mother, who was not a very good cook, actually did it the trash way.
Velveeta?
Delicious.
Yeah.
And that is the only way I make it today. So you start with like 5 eggs, pet milk.
Yeah.
Definitely pet milk.
Pet milk.
Yep.
Yeah.
Whip that up with a little salt, a little pepper, the boiled macaroni, and butter. Not butter, margarine.
Right.
Not butter.
Oleo.
Mm-hmm. Oleo. And it just comes out in this creamy, delicious, cheddar just doesn't melt. I don't know why people try to do it with all this different
cheese. And no breadcrumbs on top.
Oh, no, that's Yankee.
Yeah.
That's
Yankee. No breadcrumbs on top.
You know, my wife asks that. Sometimes Shannon will go somewhere, and if it says macaroni, she'll say, does it have breadcrumbs on top?
Mm-hmm.
So when we lived in, Alpharetta, Georgia, after Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know people there still make casseroles?
Really?
And do you know when they say...
Not tuna casserole.
Oh, all kind of weird stuff, yeah. Ooh. And do you know when they make, like, macaroni and cheese. They call it mac and cheese. Mm-hmm. That's dinner.
Really?
And Shannon and I are like, that's a side.
What else?
Yeah. That's where's
where's the food?
Yeah. Where else? Are we? And I mean, because people were very kind to us, they would bring us things, and they would bring like these, you know, 9x13 casseroles that we would throw everything away and keep the casserole dish.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, where's the food? This isn't food. This is like, you know, I don't know. So when you guys would have like, I do miss Sunday dinner.
I do too. We cook. My mother cooked dinner every Sunday.
Yeah.
And then
my grandmother did.
We would make a plate and bring it to my grandfather, my dad's dad, because my grandmother died when I was fairly young. And every Sunday we'd bring a plate over to him.
I think one of my many memories, but the fondest memory, and if I've already said this on the show, stop me. So there were 8 children, okay, on my on my grandmother's side, my mother's side, and they all lived in very reasonable proximity to in Chalmette. You know, everybody left and everybody, board went to Chalmette. And the sisters would take turns once a week. My great grandmother would go stay. She lived with one of my aunts, my Aunt Virginia, but then every week or 2 weeks, I don't remember, she would go stay with a different sister. Like she'd come on a Saturday, spend the day, and then she would cook. And then on Sunday, they would cook together, and everybody would come to the house.
For dinner.
Now, when I tell you everybody, if you've got 8 children.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
Okay, it's a lot of children. Mm-hmm. They're children, and eventually it got to be too big.
Yeah.
Because it'd be 40 people at your house.
Yeah.
But those were just great dinners, and those were great memories, and I don't think people do that anymore.
I don't think they do. I don't even do it anymore. I used to for a while. I tried to always cook a nice dinner on Sunday, and I think we had hot dogs last week.
You know, I really did my best to try to keep that up. Mm-hmm. And when I was in Chalmette, we would do that on Sundays. And then when we moved to hell, I mean, Denham Springs, anyone who's been there can associate with that. I would still do it for the family or try to do it for the family. But it didn't. I was the only one doing it. So it just it got, number one, it was very expensive.
Yes, it is.
Very. But I liked it and because I enjoy feeding people. I liked it, and it was a way for everybody to get together. But, you know, I didn't think those days would be gone. I miss that.
Mm-hmm.
And now I just don't have the house to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm going to come to your house and do it.
Yeah.
How big is your kitchen?
My house is probably 1,000 square feet.
Well, so is mine.
Yeah. So we're probably
so
about
we're probably
the same.
Both. Yeah, we're out of luck. You can call us. Tell us if you still do family dinners. 556-9696. Give us a call because that's a tradition that I think has really died.
It has, I think. Well, it turned into family barbecues and football. You know, when we were kids, the Saints weren't here. So it,
speak for yourself.
Yeah. But it wasn't as big as it is now. And
you mean the NFL in general?
Yeah,
right. I guess you're right.
And my mom and dad had Saints season tickets from day one, so that killed Sunday dinner.
Yeah, you know,
because they were like the first people in the stadium. They were there waiting when the doors opened up.
That's a great memory, too. Did they take you?
Nope.
not buying that many season tickets.
Nope, that's right.
you were two siblings?
I have three. Two sisters and a brother.
That's too damn expensive. Yeah. We're not doing that. Even
I was a caboose.
You were not playing.
My two sisters were married by the time I was 8.
Oh, wow.
So,
how old were your parents when you were born?
33.
Oh, wow. That's.
Yeah. So I was a different generation.
Yeah, you were a whole different world there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you still do Sunday dinner, do your families get together? You know, it's sad that, to think of that we only get together on Christmas, or we get together on Easter or Thanksgiving, and then, I don't know, it's sad. Because I really like cooking.
I do, too. I love to cook.
I really do.
And like this cookbook we have.
Beautiful book.
When we get these cookbooks, like last week after our show, I went straight to Barnes & Noble and bought Chef Ryan's 50 Best New Orleans Recipes.
Mm.
And, you know, the week before that, when we had Rose Reisman on, I went and I bought her book. And I just love, and, you know, I might only find one or two recipes in it that I like, but I just thought, you know, last Sunday, and where did I had to look it up on the internet. Bob decided he wanted me to make egg gravy. I don't know.
What's
what
egg
that
gravy?
Is. It's
red gravy?
No, to put over biscuits for breakfast.
Where did Bob grow up? In a prison?
In central Louisiana.
Really?
In Alexandria.
So tell me how you made this.
It's first you make a roux, a light colored roux.
A blonde roux.
And then you add some whipped eggs and some water.
Huh?
And you just stir it until the eggs are cooked. And it's a gravy with
How'd that taste?
I don't eat it. He loved it.
I made that trash.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to eat it. But apparently it's a big thing. I found like four or five recipes for it online.
Okay, egg gravy. And you heard it here.
And you
another reason to turn off this show.
Ruby Slippers has it. And there's a couple of brunch places that have it.
Don't go there with me.
But you slice open the biscuit and you put a little butter on it and you pour the egg gravy on top.
Did you make this biscuit from scratch?
I opened up the can.
There you go. And scratched your hip.
That's right. And I put it in my little combo fryer.
There you go.
We're going to take a break and we'll be back in just a few minutes. Now is the time to refocus on you. Take that first step toward total health and wellness. Call Kronos in Metairie. Kronos is locally owned and operated by expert physicians. They offer weight loss injections, a full med spa, and a fitness center. Call Kronos today for your consultation. Discuss your goals and put your plan to work. Call Kronos 504-267-4549. That's 504-267-4549.
Welcome back to Chew on This, brought to you by the Plant Gallery. So I was lucky enough to spend some time at the Plant Gallery yesterday. We were shooting some footage for Stirring the Pot, which comes on today, Patty, at 11 o'clock on WNOL.
Like we missed it.
We missed 12:15.
It. But yeah. It comes on tomorrow too, doesn't it?
2 o'clock in the morning if you want to get it marked.
Set
your DVR to Stirring the Pot. But we're shooting some footage there, and let me tell you, Halloween is busting out all over at the Plant Gallery.
Oh, that is so cool.
I love Halloween. So Kenny and his daughter, Ashton and Jennifer, do all the buying, and they buy the most unusual things you are not going to see anywhere. They've got like life-size skeletons that are flocked.
Like
velvet-looking skeletons and black. And get over to the Plant Gallery at 9401 Airline Highway. They also have a shipment of some gorgeous orchids that just came in. You know, you can just call up and say, you know, if Bob wants to call 488-8887 and just surprise Patty with an orchid. I mean, that's just an idea.
You know, they're easier to grow than you think.
Well, I live in a condo.
That's what I hear.
I buy them and I throw them away.
No, you can't do it. I'll
give them to you.
Okay.
I don't know what you're going to do with them.
But I got a friend who bought one at the Plant Gallery and gave it to her for her birthday.
Okay.
And she still has it, and she sends me pictures every time it blooms.
Well, I will give you all of my dead orchids. But you don't have to do that. You can just get over to the Plant Gallery, 9401 Airline Highway. Tell them Patty and Don sent you.
And we have a phone call now. We have Matthew from Metairie, who wants to talk about mac and cheese. He heard us talking about mac and cheese. Hi, Matthew.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah, that brought back my favorite memory of mac and cheese. And I was not a huge fan because for years I thought cheese caused an issue with me. It turns out, not really.
Oh, you missed all those years of cheese.
Right. But my favorite part of mac and cheese is the crust, where it gets nice and brown.
And bubbly.
But that's everybody else's favorite part. So,
and you missed all those years.
That has 15 corners would be perfect.
Well, yeah, well, you know they sell those pans for brownies.
I've seen maybe
you
those
can make
pans.
It, yeah, maybe you can make it in a brownie pan where everything is a everything's a side.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
That is an idea. I'll take. I have to keep an eye out for that. Well, anyway, I just thought I'd throw in my 2 cents worth.
No, I appreciate
have a great
it.
Day.
You too, Matt.
Thank you, Matthew. You too.
Take
have
care.
A good weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I will never do. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right.
All right. Now we have our guest, our special guest, Liz Williams, who is going to talk to we've been talking about your cookbook all morning. We just love it. We love the stories, and I'm going to pronounce it correctly. Nana's Creole Table.
That's right.
I'm from the ninth ward, Liz. I said Nana's this morning. So Don corrected me.
Somebody had to do it.
Yeah. But it's beautiful. What a beautiful book.
Thank you. I really wrote it because I couldn't find this book anywhere, and I wanted to be able to give my children and grandchildren a little bit of a first-person story of their Italian heritage, their Sicilian heritage, and I thought I would find a book that was written in the first person, which really told stories, and I couldn't find one, so I said, well, I guess I better write it.
Well, it is beautifully written, especially the way you weaved all of the stories in with the recipes, because it just gives a beautiful background to it.
Well, thank you.
It connects everything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the beautiful thing about this is, so my family was from Sicily as well, so a lot of these recipes ring true. You know, when I'm looking at it, it's like, wow, we used to do this. My great-grandmother used to do this. My grandmother did this. So a very interesting book. I mean, everything from, you know, Creole red gravy, which, you know, we do that differently. It's not the same.
Yeah, it's not the same. Exactly. Yeah, tomato sauce and red gravy are not the same thing.
Amen. Somebody else gets
it.
And even the seafood gumbo is a little different. You know, I've never thought to put turkey necks in the seafood gumbo.
Well, you know, I think that sometimes when you don't have this, you have a different background.
Uh-huh.
It makes it possible for you to break rules because you are not quite as committed to the rules. And so I think a lot of the Sicilians were doing that because they tasted other people's gumbo or, you know, if they liked it, but then they did other things too. So they had other things that they liked.
And I think they probably just used what they had. And back then, I mean, everything was, you know, nowadays we can just pick up the phone and Amazon will send a drone.
Right.
You know, but back then, I mean, I guess they had to do with what they had.
Oh, totally. And they never threw anything away.
No.
I mean, everything got used this way and that way. And, you know, nothing got wasted.
All right. So there's one that I'm going to tell you my family did not eat. And you have to tell me the story of this. Penne how do you say that? Musa? Mesa? M-E-U-S-A?
Oh, yeah.
Patty what that is. She's going to love that. Explain that to Patty.
So that you're talking about the spleen, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I don't think I'll try that. But tell us about it.
Well, it's a Sicilian street food that you can even still get in some places in Sicily, especially in the countryside. And it's a sandwich, and it's like fried, and it just keeps sitting there in the hot oil, and I put it in there not because I thought anybody was going to eat it, because how are you even going to find a spleen anyway?
I have a butcher that can get that.
That will find it, yeah.
Okay. But, you know, we eat sweetbreads, and we eat other things that are
innards.
From the inside. Yeah, all the innards. And so it was something that made for a sandwich. I did a little bit of research. My great-grandfather was a butcher.
Oh, interesting.
And His children, my great uncles, were, this is on my mother's side, so my great uncles were also butchers. And he, my great grandfather, had worked in the meat section at the French market. And so I'm sure that they ate it. And I remember that my great uncles would call my mother, because my grandfather and father used to go fishing all the time. So there was always fish in the freezer, shrimp, crabs, whatever. And so my great uncles would call my mother and say, "We have kidneys, we have tongue, we have pancreas, we have lungs."
Oh, the illustrious pancreas. Yes, that is, that is, I'm drooling here.
And, well, it's called sweetbreads. It sounds so much better.
It does sound so much better as sweetbread. And it even tastes better called sweetbreads.
That's right. And my mother would jump in the car with a package of frozen shrimp or whatever, and she'd go see this great uncle at this place or that place, wherever he was.
The great uncle got the better end of the deal.
Yes. But my father loved liver. And so a lot of times that it would be some fresh calf liver that had never been frozen, but you had to cook it today, you know, because it's
cook it while it's still beating.
Right. That's right. So, you know, it was always fresh because you weren't having to buy it frozen from the grocery store, and that I think my mother appreciated a lot.
Something else that's really cool, and again, it's because these recipes, you're not going to find these recipes anywhere. Creole cream cheese. So I remember my wife's grandmother, Thelma, absolutely loved Creole cream cheese. And the only thing you could do was to either make it or to, now Dornax does carry it, so you go to Dornax. But I think the only problem that I might have making the Creole cream cheese, because it's not very hard to do, is finding the rennet.
Well, you can go to like a place like Whole Foods or something, and they'll have rennet.
They have rennet.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is rennet?
You don't even have to order it. It's they have it. Yeah.
Yeah. Patty asked what was rennet.
What is it?
Oh, it is. There are two kinds of rennet. There's a vegetable rennet that's made out of the kind of vegetable extract that you can use to make the milk curdle, so that you can separate the whey from the curds to make cheese. And you can also get rennet from the stomachs of a cow.
Oh, here we go.
I'm sorry, I asked.
You can take the butcher out of the girl, but you
can't take the girl.
Something like that. Yeah. I don't know. You know, I thought it was safe with Creole cream cheese.
Yeah.
We went right back to innards.
Yeah.
All right, moving along. Well, where are we going to go next? This one, I'm actually going to do ginger mint tea. My great grandmother loved mint, and she always had it in the yard. And she would always have it with iced tea. And I love ginger. This sounds really good and really easy.
Yeah, it is really easy. It's really easy. And one of the things my grandmother did, not with ginger mint tea, but, you know, I have recipes in the book for the water that she would make when she would iron. So that, you know, she would spray things. So for my grandfather, she wanted to make sure that his clothes and everything smelled masculine. So she made like a rosemary tea out of rosemary leaves and just left the rosemary leaves in the hot water long enough to have a smell, but not start to color the water. Because, you know, if you're going to...
Yeah, a white shirt.
Shirt or a handkerchief or something, you want it to stay white. And then, if you blew your nose on that handkerchief, you got this whiff of rosemary, which was really nice.
Wow. I like that. I love that you even have a recipe for nectar syrup.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You're a historian, of course, as well. So, Elizabeth, is nectar syrup something that's native just to New Orleans, or did that come from Sicily? Do you know?
No, that's really New Orleans.
It's New Orleans? Okay.
That's New Orleans. But, you know, it was the practice of putting syrups on real snow that came from Sicily. the people would go up in the summer. They would go up the mountain. Of course, it was actually a volcano. And they go above the snow line, and then they bring back snow, and they would pour syrups on it that they had made, homemade syrup. Wow. And that was the snowball. It was a great treat for the summertime because it was made out of snow.
That is cool.
That's the original snowball.
Yeah.
And when they came to New Orleans, there was, you know, ice being manufactured. And so they would shave the ice so that it resembled snow. And they would stand on the street corner and with a block of ice and shave it. And for 2 or 3 cents, you could get this cone of paper that was filled with ice, and that the great syrups that were very Sicilian somebody would have made it, and then they would just put that syrup on this shaved ice. Well, so here they come to New Orleans, and as time went by and the nectar flavor was developed, They were happy to adopt that because it was a really delicious flavor.
Liz, can we hang on, stop right there for a minute, and we got to go to the news. We'll be right back.
BBC's Charlotte Winfield.
There's reports that buildings in Marrakesh's old city have been destroyed, and one family was trapped in the rubble of a collapsed house.
The nation's interior ministry revised the death toll Saturday following the 6.8 magnitude tremor that struck on Friday night. Nancy Pelosi, the former House Speaker, has announced she's running for re-election. The California Democrat made her official announcement on Friday, confirming her intent to seek another term in 2024. SpaceX lit up the night sky with the launch of another set of Starlink satellites from Florida's Space Coast. A Falcon 9 rocket carrying 22 Internet satellites blasted off from Cape Canaveral just after 11 Friday night. About an hour later, SpaceX verified the rocket had effectively placed the satellites in low Earth orbit. John Schaefer, USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. That's 800-479-8524.
With Chew on This, we're talking to Liz Williams, who is the author of Nana's Creole Italian Table. Is that right? Let me see the title.
I'm sorry. I was busy reading the book.
Yeah, no, I can't get it out of his hands.
Sorry.
We're going to have one look. I would like to mention, Don and I are both patients at Kronos in Metairie, and we have both. Don's already done this. He's already lost 70 pounds. I'm on my way to losing 70 pounds. But, you know, they do more than just weight loss. They also do hormone replacement therapy for women and men 35 years or older. It helps increase the energy, endurance, improve focus and alertness, and it just makes you feel rejuvenated. HRT, along with your fitness regimen and a healthy lifestyle, will enable you to feel confident in your body and your health. If you're interested, Kronos has everything. They're a med spa, they're HRT, they help you lose weight, and you can give them a call, 504-267-4549, 504-267-4549. Schedule a consultation and find out what things are good for you there. And now we're back with Liz Williams. Liz, we are having so much fun with your book. Thank you so much, and thanks for spending Saturday with us. We are just loving all these recipes.
So question, Liz, did you do, we were talking before you came on, I don't know if you were listening, about Sunday dinner. And Sunday dinner was always a big thing at my grandmother's house, or her sister's houses. Was that a big thing in your family?
Oh, yes. We went to my grandmother, my nana's house, every single Sunday. Absolutely.
What's your favorite? Yes. What's your favorite memory from that table?
Well, the thing that I remember is two things always that are special. One is I always got to drink wine at the table. Even when I was a little girl, you know, they would give you this thimble full of wine and mix it in with water, or I think my grandmother sometimes mixed it with something like a 7-Up, you know, that
bourbon.
Was...
Night-night, Liz.
Not quite. But, and then as you got older, you drank more and more, you know, so that eventually you would have a glass by the time you were, say, 14 or 15, because my grandparents thought that wine was food and that you should, you know, that it was healthy for you to drink it.
It is.
And, yeah.
I love them.
Today it will be child abuse, no doubt, but you're right.
Of course. Let's not even go there.
But it also taught you how to drink, because you realize that nobody was drinking to get drunk. This was just part of the social nature of the meal. And the other thing I remember and I really loved was that even the children were allowed to have opinions and comment on whatever the topic of discussion was on that particular day.
Oh, wow. That didn't happen with us. We were stuck at another table.
Did your family speak Italian or...
So my mother married a man that whose last name was Williams. So he was not Italian. My grandparents spoke Italian. My mother spoke Italian with them and with her aunts and uncles and cousins and all these people. But we spoke English at home because my father didn't speak Italian. And so I'm sure when I was a little child, I understood lots.
Right.
And probably said a few things, but the older I got, the community of Sicilian speakers or Italian speakers was getting smaller and smaller. And so by the time I was 10, almost everybody was really elderly and old, and I wasn't seeing them that often. My grandfather died, and then my grandmother just spoke to me in English.
And you know, a lot of folks back then, Patty, when they... because they did immigrate here, didn't want to speak Italian.
Yeah.
They purposely wanted to speak English. They wouldn't. So, like, my aunts and uncles I don't remember them ever. I don't think they spoke Italian at all,
mm-hmm.
even though my grandmother did. But, no, they didn't.
That's
they didn't teach them that.
You know, we're looking at your book, and I'm seeing a lot of things. My mother was not Italian. My mother was German, Austrian, her family. But they did come from... the upriver parishes from Buras and stuff. But my mother was blonde hair, white, light skinned and blue eyed. But I'm looking at your cookbook, and a lot of these things, my mom cooked all the time. I mean, the Sicilians had an incredible influence on New Orleans and
absolutely.
The people here and the foods that we are still eating today.
Still today.
There's no question about that. One of my favorite things to talk about is that in most of the South, in the American South, if you stuff vegetables, like you stuff a bell pepper or you stuff a tomato or any of the vegetables that we generally think of as Southern vegetables that get stuffed, they're always stuffed with rice. Now, they might have ground sausage in it or ground meat or something, but they were still stuffed with rice. And if you bought like a frozen Stouffer's stuffed bell pepper, it's definitely stuffed with rice. But in New Orleans, we stuff our vegetables, whether it's an eggplant or a melitol or obviously an artichoke or a bell pepper, we stuff it with breadcrumbs. And that is a Sicilian thing.
Breadcrumbs
we don't even
and, cheese, and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
not and Parmesan.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, yes. We don't even, we do it so naturally. We don't even have an awareness that that was the Sicilian influence that brought that.
Seems
because
like it's a waste
of
rice.
The South is using rice.
It's a waste of rice.
Yeah, right.
You know, a waste of rice. It's a beautiful book. Tell us where we can get this book, Liz, please, because it really is, especially if you have, even if you don't have any Italian heritage, this is what we eat here. You don't have to be Italian to eat this.
No,
this is what we eat.
That's what we eat.
So tell them where we can buy this beautiful book.
Well, you can definitely buy it at the bookstore at the Southern Food and Beverage Museum, and if I'm there, I'll sign it for you.
Oh, nice.
And otherwise, you can get it in bookstores all over town, and you can get it at Amazon or just about anywhere.
Yeah, so that's Nana's Creole Italian Table. I did pull it up very easily on Amazon. Tell us briefly, because you are the director of Southern Food and Beverage. Can you just tell us about that museum a little bit?
Sure. So we're actually going to celebrate our 20th year next year, and that's getting closer and closer. We are on O.C. Haley. It's 1504 O.C. Haley, and we are a museum that really talks about and preserves and educates about the food of the American South. And we also have a wonderful research center that has about 40,000 volumes and a large collection of archival materials that we have at Nunez Community College at St. Bernard Parish. And we have a partnership with them to use their library as the place where our research center is located.
Nice. It's a beautiful museum, and I'm so glad that you found a new home. I think it's much more centrally located. I think it's going to attract more people. Yeah. You also have cooking classes.
Yes, we do.
That
we
seems
have
great.
Classes 3 times a week. We have just standing classes that just you can sign up for if you're just even by yourself. It's a great thing to do with visitors to the city and take them to the museum and have lunch there that you've cooked yourself. Teaches people how to make gumbo, how to make jambalaya. It's a lot of fun. And we have other programs. We are actually having a new exhibit that's opening on September 25th, which is right around the corner. And it's called Documenting Dinner. And it's all about menus. And it's really a lot of fun.
Interesting. I really like the fact that they do two of these classes, Patty. One is a Creole cooking lesson and lunch, and one is Cajun. So, and you know, there's definitely a difference between those two
Absolutely.
Things. And that's a great way to differentiate those.
Yep.
And this Mokshu and Tasso. I love Mokshu.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Yeah. Elizabeth, you have been a great, great guest.
Thank you so much.
Nana's Creole Italian Table, guys. Make sure you get out there, buy that book. If you can buy it locally and you want it signed, just head on to Southern Food and Beverage and tell Elizabeth that you heard about it here. On Chew on This.
Thank you, Elizabeth, for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. And I put a link on the website, on our podcast page, to the museum and to the Amazon site for your book. So if people can't get down to Southern Museum and buy it, they can order from Amazon and bring it to you and go see the museum and have you sign it. Thanks so much again. We really appreciate you spending your Saturday afternoon with us.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Thank you. So if you want to join the craziness and tell us, you know, if you have memories of Sunday dinner, give us a call, 556-9696. So, Patty, do you think we're going to be the last generation who did that? Don't say it. Don't say it.
I hope not. You got to hang on to it. It's just people are so busy now, you know, like you got to plan 2 weeks in advance to have people come over for dinner.
But you know what? We've got to make time.
Yes, that's what it is. You have to
do these things.
You have to make a commitment and you have to do it.
You have to make a commitment and you have to do it. And I would hope that my girls are both now in their own houses, and I would hope that they pick up that tradition. And yeah, I guess when they have kids, you know, then I don't know. We can't forget these things. It's
no,
sad.
It holds the family together.
I would give anything to go back to one of those Sunday dinners.
Yeah, really.
Anything.
And when you look at this book, and it brings back so many memories. The recipes bring back so many memories.
You know, it was really weird. Even if my grandmother did not necessarily cook, So we lived in Chalmette, of course, home of the first Al Kaplan's Popeyes,
yes,
right?
That's right. That's right.
We would pick up chicken, okay? Fried chicken mm-hmm. on a Sunday. But then...
She'd fix all the sides.
Yes.
Yes.
Did y'all do that too?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought she was just crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-mm. That's so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, do you know they sell sides?
Yeah, but they're not as good.
No, we didn't have those.
No.
I do miss Al Kaplan's onion rings.
I know. They don't have them anymore.
They don't do that. I guess it was a pain. I don't know. I'd asked George about that once, and he told me why, and I don't remember why.
I'll have to ask him next time he calls.
Ask George, because, God, those were some good onion rings.
Mm-hmm.
They were so... Now I want an onion ring. I cannot be eating all this stuff.
I just cannot
do this. Give us a call at 556-9696. Tell us, when's the last time you had a family dinner? Or when's the last time you had someone
that wasn't
over?
A holiday?
Yeah, no, that's right. Good point. Not a holiday.
It wasn't a holiday.
Not a reason to do it. But yeah, tell me. I'd love to hear those stories. I love, you know, we've talked about it on the show before. I love seeing how other people do what they do.
I do too. I do too.
Yeah.
And you know, you learn stuff. You pick up stuff. But like what made me, we were talking about this off the air, and when we looking at the book, I realized, you know, when I asked my mother how to cook something when I started cooking, she was like, well, you just throw this and this. Nothing's measured. Nothing's, you know. And you got to write that stuff down.
Because it's going to be gone.
Because it will be gone.
Missed the crab stew recipe. Nobody knows how to make the crab stew. I don't know why nobody knows.
We used to make oyster dressing, my mom, with rice, and nobody knows.
Yeah, she used to make hers with rice, too, now that you said that. My grandmother,
yeah.
No, I didn't eat it, but she used to make it.
Yeah, me neither. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with the last 15 minutes of Chew on This on WGSO New Orleans. Now is the time to refocus on you. Take that first step toward total health and wellness. Call Kronos in Metairie. Kronos is locally owned and operated by expert physicians. They offer weight loss injections, a full med spa, and a fitness center. Call Kronos today for your consultation. Discuss your goals and put your plan to work. Call Kronos 504-267-4549. That's 504-267-4549.
And welcome back to Chew on This, also brought to you by The Plant Gallery. You know, I can't believe I'm looking at the website, and it says for over 25 years, The Plant Gallery.
Wow, I didn't realize they've been here that long.
Yeah, it just, time flies. And I know you've seen their stuff. If you've gone into the Roosevelt during Christmas, that's them.
They
do all of that. They just do most of the hotels in the city. And, you know, you can do the same thing in your house. So if you want Christmas decorations, you call them and say, "Here, here's my budget. Here's what I want." They can deck all of your halls right there.
Oh, that is so neat. Do they come back and get it when it's over?
Absolutely. And you don't have to do anything. It's just done. Yeah. Speaking of that, I know it's only September. It is time to order your Christmas trees. This is not the Fraser fir that's sitting out in the Home Depot parking lot that's going to die 10 minutes after you get it home.
Yeah.
These are fresh cut, beautiful Christmas trees. Go online now, theplantgallery.com, or call them at 488-8887. Order your Christmas tree. When they come in, they'll give you a date. You come pick your tree. They can deliver it. They can put lights all over it. So go to theplantgallery.com.
Takes all the work out of it.
Yep. We don't want to work.
No, we don't want
to work. Sure, we just want to click a little switch and everything is, you know, all of a sudden you hear Christmas music.
And tell everybody that this is what you did.
I slaved over this. Mm-hmm. I worked like a dog. Look at my fingers, you know.
So what are your plans this weekend? What you cooking?
Well, we're going to Vincent's tonight with some friends. Vincent's on St. Charles. Looking forward to that, trying to figure out how I'm not going to eat pasta. But I'm working on that. I'll figure that out. Maybe I'll cheat a little tonight. I can cheat a little, can't I? Yeah, I'm going to cheat a little.
Sure, you can cheat a little.
I'm going to cheat a little, but probably not eat the pasta. But yeah, so we're doing that. And then I don't know. I don't think we have any plans. We're not going to the game. Because I'm not spending $350 a ticket to go to the game. That's just not happening.
To go to Saints game?
No, I'm not doing that. And I was kind of disappointed. I don't know if I said that we had club level seats for one or two of the preseason games. And I am not about what the Dome did to that space. The club level is just the food choices are thin and far between. It's very sparse. I'm not even going to do club seats anymore.
Yeah. The only thing I think is cool. I haven't been in it yet, but I think it's cool that they put windows.
Yeah, it was cool.
So
yeah, the windows look
outside.
Because otherwise, it feels like you're in this coffin.
Yeah.
You know.
But you watch MasterChef.
Sure.
Did you see? I think the week before last, they did one of the winners from MasterChef is actually works at Alliance Stadium and has elevated all the stadium food
to
MasterChef status. I mean,
really?
What she took hot dogs, nachos, chicken sandwich, all these things, and elevated them to it's not gourmet, it's stadium food.
No, but she pumped it up.
But she pumped it
pumped
up.
It up a little
and
bit.
It is so cool. And that's her job. They hired her. She's the director of the food at the Alliance Stadium. So she's got...
The Filthy Birds did that, too, in Atlanta.
Yeah.
The Dirty Birds.
Did they?
Yeah, who cares?
Elevate the food?
I'll never know. I'm not going.
Yeah, me either.
The hell with them.
But you know what they did do? Everything's cheap there.
What? Atlanta?
In Atlanta Stadium, yeah.
What do you mean everything's cheap?
The hot dogs are like $5.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not.
So we looked all over the last time we were there for a Dome Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's I don't eat hot dogs, but I will eat a Dome Dog.
Because
there's something about taking that hot dog and that bun and putting
it. Soft bun, yes.
And I think it has something to do with the bag.
Oh,
and it like steams inside of the bag. Oh, my God. We couldn't find one.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a terrible burger for $14.
Yeah.
That put this funky pickle on it. And the minute I tasted the pickle, it's like, what is this?
Yeah.
This is not this does not taste anything. You know, there's a big thing people make it around. I don't know what it ruined the whole burger for.
Yeah.
And we split a burger and we couldn't even finish it.
Yeah. No, Atlanta, I think the beer is like $5. I mean, they.
Well, the team is worthless, so the food should be free.
Well, yeah. So they got to get you in there.
Yeah, they got to sucker you into that place, you know?
But, you know, it's all about, I don't know, just kind of off the subject, but where Costco, they had to take. I know you didn't.
I love Costco.
Costco has, you know, their food.
Outside,
and they used to have the onions and all that. They had to take up that because people were taking cups and filling them with the chopped onions and taking it home.
People are disgusting.
You know, so now they give them to you when you order. They give them to you in a little covered thing.
Who would even think to do that?
That was my thought exactly. Who would think to do this?
I don't even have words.
You know?
I don't have words.
I mean, I know cutting onions is a pain. But,
I mean, come on.
But I'm going to steal them from Costco.
I mean, the hot dogs are free at Costco to begin with, right?
Yeah.
They're
just
cheap.
Just about. Yeah, they're $1.50 for like a one that three people could eat.
I don't know.
That's like stealing the onions.
That's like going to, and I have never done this, what are those places called, those buffet places called? Like those nasty, I can't remember.
The Chinese buffet.
The Golden Corral.
Golden Corral, yeah.
And you would hear about people going with Ziploc bags in their purses.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't even want to eat that at the Golden Corral. I am not putting it in my purse. Baby, get that banana pudding. You like that banana pudding? Put it in that little Ziploc, baby. I love that banana pudding. Oh, God, stealing onions. Yeah. You know, you really got to think about yourself and examine your inner self if you're stealing chopped onions.
Chopped onions, yeah.
Chopped onions. If anybody has stolen condiments from Costco, please call us at 556-9696. Tell us what you used them for. Did you?
You know, I texted Darren, asked him to call us, but I think he's busy. Darren's one of our regular callers. His son is coming home from college this weekend.
Oh, that's right. I heard that.
And they're doing a Thanksgiving-type dinner.
I love that idea. We're talking about
family dinners. And who thinks to do it? They're doing the turkey and all the sides and everything.
Well, I have thought about it on occasion. I have mentioned to my family, I think I want to roast a turkey. And they look at me and say, no.
It's not Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but I like a turkey.
I love turkey. I do too. I love turkey.
No. So I have to go to McCord's Butcher. I get him to spatchcock a chicken and I roast that. That's as close as I can get.
Well, I love turkey.
I do too. I have no problem with turkey. Matter of fact, a couple of weeks ago we went and we ate at Central City Barbecue.
Uh-huh.
And I got
that. I heard that they have really good smoked turkey.
They have really good salads. I got this huge salad covered with smoked turkey, and it might have been like $13.95 or something. Wow. And I said $13.95. That's pricey. But when I got the salad, it's like, okay, three people could have eaten the salad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, three people could have eaten the salad.
Yep.
But it's good stuff. They do have good turkey.
That's what I can't remember. Somebody told us that it was really
you know
really
you
good.
You know you used to have good turkey, and we would eat there a lot in Chalmette was Luther's. And I get their smoked turkey sandwich. And it was just on a bun. There was nothing to it. And it was delicious.
Yeah. I love
their. Now I want smoked turkey.
And onion rings.
And onion. Oh, yeah, those onion rings.
Well, we're coming up to the end of the show. Thank you all for listening to Chew on This. Next week, we have.
I don't know.
The guy from the Ancient Trees Balsamic Vinegar.
Thank you, Dalton.
Yes, you turned me on to these people, and they sent me some. Oh my gosh!
It's like heaven in a bottle.
It is just the best stuff I've ever tasted.
It is delicious. I mean, it is worth. When you see it, you're gonna say, "Boy, that's pricey." I would pay double that.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Double that,
and it's probably only available in places like Martin's Wine Cellar, maybe Dornay.
He lives in Covington. He bought it out there. I don't know where.
So maybe like Aquistapaces, one of the kind of specialty stores. Yeah. But he's going to be with us. And there's a really, really interesting story how their logo is a helicopter carrying a tree.
Yep.
So you have to tune in and we'll learn about the ancient. Well, the name of it is Ancient Trees. So they must have taken old trees.
I don't know. We're going to find out together.
We will find out together.
Next week.
And then we also have, you know, next weekend, we're going to be going to the coffee festival.
Yes.
That's coming up next Friday and Saturday at the Convention Center. It's the first annual coffee festival. Maybe I will finally get you to try these coffee beans that you roast while you're there.
Yeah, we'll try it. I'll try.
Because it's my favorite place.
I just have to make sure they don't gum up my melee.
Well, you just don't get them dark enough.
I will have to make
sure. These people know coffee, but there's going to be coffee vendors and coffee manufacturers from all over the country.
I will check it out.
That are coming to this coffee festival next weekend. And then the Beignet Festival is coming up, too. It's Good festival Lord. Season. The weather's finally nice. And we're going to have some weather. And we're going to have fun. I know. You walked here this morning.
Well, I mean, it was cool. I was
90 instead of 100.
Okay, I guess I'll take it. She said nice, like, you know, go put on a sweater
Rogers. No, it's not that nice. Not that nice. All right, thanks everybody for listening to Chew on This with Don Clement and Patty Beats. And we'll be back next Saturday talking balsamic vinegar. So come back. Go to the pod, WGSO.com. You can listen if you missed any of it. And rest in peace, Jimmy. We're going to miss you.
Yeah, I will play with gumbo. A piece of French bread will whistle wide in my bowl. Good for the body, good for the soul. It's a little like religion and a lot like sex. You should never know when you're gonna get it next. From midnight in the quarter to noon until the door.
Now is the time to refocus on you. Take that first step toward total health and wellness. Call Kronos in Metairie. Kronos is locally owned and operated by expert physicians. They offer weight loss injections, a full med spa, and a fitness center. Call Kronos today for your consultation. Discuss your goals and put your plan to work. Call Kronos 504-267-4549. That's 504-267-4549.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Monday, singer and songwriter Brian Flannery will share his 9/11 song with us. We'll talk to Chad Rogers about the hot topics of the day, and we'll simulcast our show with syndicated talk show host Bill Martinez. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
Round these parts.
Pass will go out there and it's intercepted.
The game of football.
Hammered back at the 29-yard line.
Is old.
Caught at the 15-yard line. 10, 5.
The Rage.
Touchdown, Louisiana.
It means everything. It really does.
This is your radio home for Louisiana Raging Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Raging Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.